Fin Center, we have all kinds of fins. We have a zillion different fins to suit any kind of need or want or whatever you ever thought you wanted in a fin.
Is the FCS fin and Future Fin the same or what?
No.
Oh. Are they just different companies?
Yeah, totally different. FCS has a different base than Future. These are the Future fins right here. These are the shortboard fins. And we put them on the stand-ups too. But you see the base is solid. And FCS has the one with the two stubs coming out the bottom.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then it screws in from the side. Yeah, the FCS. So this is the Future Fin Demo Center. And what you can do is you can take out any of these fins and try.
Most of those look like side biters or something, huh?
Yeah, they would be side biters. So these are shortboard fins. We have some longboard fins you can demo too.
So do you use the Future Fins on the side? You just change them out for your side biters, and then you're using a different kind of fin. But there's still this kind of fin is still.
Yeah, the 2+1. You have a big one in the center, and these on the side. Or in our quads, we use actually these shortboard fins in our quad.
Do you notice a big difference between the fiberglass fins and the plastic ones?
Yeah. Fiberglass definitely feels better, more high performance. The plastic ones are a little flexier. These are the Vector 2s, which we use inside of the stand-up quads.
And, so how come you use those ones? Well, how big are they?
These are, I think they're 4.5. But you notice in the back, there's a little curve in the fin. So it gives a little more squirt out of the turn. Yeah, so we use these, and then... on our quads. I'll just go through the quad first, we do for the quad setup. So this is the quad setup, what we usually do.
Oh, these are special made fit, your pre-made fins or something for quads?
No, this is a standard, actually, quad set, but they're a little bigger. So they work on the stand-ups pretty good. So we put these two in the front and these two in the back on the quad.
Oh, so you actually put bigger fins in the front and then smaller fins in the back?
Yep, that's the whole quad idea. So the board gets more positive turn out of the front, and the back doesn't make it so stiff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that you're riding a quad?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a quad and then the three fins?
The quad is faster down the line. It's a little more snappy off the top. Works really good on a stand up. Mm-hmm. And then if the waves are big, what we do actually we make them five fins our stand up, our custom stand up. Mm-hmm. So in the fifth fin box in the back, when it's big, we put one of these trailers in. So we have that.
Does it make a difference?
Yeah, it helps it hold a little better. So we have that, those vectors in the quad setup, and then we put this in the fifth box.
So if it holds it better, does it make the tail kind of stiff?
Yeah, it makes it stiffer, but if the waves are bigger, you kind of
want
a little more holding power. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is, I mean, you can see the big variety of fins we have. We have all kinds.
You got a lot of fins.
Yeah.
Which is the most popular for stand-ups?
Probably something like this. We put in, because most of the stand-ups are either 2+1 or single. So if it's 2+1, we put a smaller.
What is that? Like 7?
Main fin. Yes, we go between 7 and 9 for the main fin, and then of course it has the side bites.
What about these funky looking ones down below? What's that? For single fin kind of stuff, or what?
This is the Shane Horan fin. If you were around in the 80s, this is his idea.
Is it any good?
This actually gives some lift, and it actually works pretty good on a
race board. It's like a foil or something.
On the race boards now, and it provides lift, and it's an interesting idea. There's also another one that has a foil on it.
That blue one, right?
Yeah. Pretty high tech, hydrodynamic.
How do you like that one?
I haven't tried this one, but again, this one provides a little lift. Mm-hmm. And then we have another one that we're having manufactured. That's a butterfly fin, which works really good on longboards. It's actually two fins like this.
Oh.
But we're sold out because they're.
Is it called popular. like the Velzy one or something like that?
Yeah, same. Uh-huh. Similar. So these are all our fins. These are probably the main ones we sell with the stand-ups that are single fins or 2+1. These right here. Between 8 and 10, we'll put on the stand-up board. These are more exotic right here. Velzy fin. If you want to get specialized, this one, Primo. This is a pretty funky one right here.
How's that? So do you ever use that thing?
I've never used it. But if that's what you're looking for, we have it.
Huh. How about this turbo tunnel thing?
Yeah, that's another one. That one's supposed to be good for nose riding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I haven't tried that one yet, but we sell a lot of those. Actually, the guys in Tahiti like this one for some reason. Hey, Doug.
Hey, yeah. How's it going?
So, yeah, here's the turbo tunnel. There. Good for nose riding.
Okay,
that's the fins. That's all our fins.
You know, for your, these ones are for demo, right?
Right, yeah.
So then, what's the process to demo?
Just say I want to try this fin, and we just take your name down, and then just take it out for however long you need to try it out, and then just bring it back when you're done.
If you like it, then you can take it for like a month?
Well, maybe 3-4 days. You know, should give you an idea of what you, if you like it or not.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.